Kia ora, I'm Rosemary Nichols and I'm the team leader of He Honanā Connection, the ground floor of Tauranga. So I first joined Christchurch City Libraries in 2007 and worked managing part of the Community Libraries Network through to 2011. And that was obviously after the major earthquakes. And then I left the organisation and for 7 years I was involved in HR work in tertiary education and NGO and the health sector. During that time I worked with some stunning frontline teams, particularly in the health sector. It had a real impact on me and it made me kind of long to be involved again in that direct delivery to the community. But I knew it would probably need to be a role with a bit of a difference. And that's where Tauranga came into it, because my role, particularly the ground floor environment, is a point of difference in many ways. So here I am, and here I've been for the first 5 years of Tauranga.
What are some of the changes that you've seen in Tauranga over your 5 years here?
Well, certainly the changing faces in the team. The original team that came into Tauranga, there was a lot of recruitment that went on. A large proportion of that team were new appointees, so completely fresh to Christchurch City Libraries. And not surprisingly, you know, we've seen turnover during that time and wonderfully talented colleagues have been replaced by other wonderfully talented colleagues. And I think that's really helped us realise the potential of Tauranga. I think we kind of roller coastered through the COVID management stages and that just really required us to take on, you know, quite a different approach depending on what the circumstances were, and it felt like we were reinventing ourselves again and again. And then the environment in the facility itself, I think we've learnt to use the facility in lots of different ways to full effect, and the customers show us how they want to use the facility too. It feels as if we offer more and more diverse activity. We've become, you know, reasonably courageous about the things that we do here. I think we're just constantly sort of expanding the possibilities.
Kia ora, I'm Christine and I am a library assistant on Te Huritanga here in Tauranga. So I'm originally from Sydney, Australia, but I've spent much of my life living abroad. And I'd say most of that has been in the UK, specifically in London, which is where I've met my husband, and both of us worked at the BBC. And 5 years ago, when Tauranga was just opening, we were preparing to leave the UK because we wanted to slow down our lives to find somewhere where we could be closer to nature. And unfortunately, because of the pandemic, the path was a little bit indirect and bumpy, but we got here eventually last year. It was clear to me when I first moved here that I really wanted to be involved in the community and to really change what I was doing with my career. But I didn't know in what capacity I wanted to be doing that. I gravitated to Tauranga because I was trying to integrate into the community. I just ended up spending so much time here because there was just so much to do. It was also really helping my mental health. I found it just so wonderful to be here. And the more I was here, the more I realized that I needed to change what I wanted to do. And so I resigned from the role that I was in elsewhere. My husband said to me, why don't you apply for a job at Tauranga? And I was like, no, I couldn't work in a library. I have no experience. And he was like, well, you spend all the time telling everyone how fabulous it is. It's just wonderful to see people from all walks of life welcome here. That's something I think that's really unique. So yeah, so I thought, okay, well, why not actually? So I've been here since April this year and just loving it. I think I had really old-fashioned notions of what a library is. And then I come here and I'm like, wow, I love that Tauranga has embraced the idea that this is a place of learning. Media changes over time, so books are a really important part of that. But there's more to learning. You have online learning, you have actually hands-on learning, like in the creative studios and through the programming that we offer. And when I saw that, I got so excited because this is what I think a library should be like.
A question about helping other people in their journeys. First and foremost, obviously, you know, you get to do that working with colleagues. It works in all directions. So, you know, I get a lot of encouragement and ideas and stimulation from my colleagues and team members. But it's a real privilege being able to contribute and help people think through what they want to do for themselves, what gives them good balance in life and satisfaction, building on their strengths and so on. Then, of course, our wonderful customers, you know, whether they're regular customers coming in most days or just very occasionally or for the first time, there literally are life-changing moments as they discover things. We make a difference to people's lives, and through the way we provide resources, you know, and support learning, a connection to the community. And I think increasingly we're there at moments sometimes of crisis and concern, and we're there when perhaps services that are needed to support people aren't present, and we can do something to facilitate that. So that's a sometimes sad but mostly very satisfying kind of opportunity to help people too. And that's a really big aspect of what we do, because, you know, it's a very complex world that we live in, and libraries are such an important place in terms of being the place that's accessible, the place where you can be, you know, there's not money changing hands left, right and centre. I think we're learning more, you know, building our own capability and realising what a powerful role we can play.
As a library assistant, I'd like to think that part of what we're doing is actually helping to empower people to get access to resources and to learning so that people can reach their fullest potential. And part of that involves educating people about all the resources we have, because we have so much available here. And I think a lot of the time when I speak to people who have been long-term residents in Christchurch, don't even realise what amazing things we've got here. So, I mean, you could discover whole new talents and careers just by having a go. And so I feel like part of the role is just to shine a light on what people could do, and also to give that encouragement, because there's also sometimes that thing of, oh, I could never do that, I could never sew, or I could never do that. And it was, until you have a go, you'll never know.
I'm wondering if you can each tell us about a really memorable day or experience that you've had here at Tauranga.
So many come to mind. But I think for me, forever, the memory of our opening days when we first opened the doors, and it was an atrocious weekend weather-wise. The rain was just pouring down, cold southerly wind. We had thousands of people wanting to come through. We had the help from a really excellent event team. You know, we were trying to get people into the building and out of the weather, and sort of pacing the way the crowd moved through the building and not kind of overshooting our occupancy limits and all those things. It was great fun. It was kind of exhausting but great fun for 2 or 3 days in a row. And what I remember so distinctly, and I just get the feel of it, you know, when I think about it and I just go back into that moment, we were all taking turns to manage the lifts. And as people got into the lift, you know, we'd talk to them a little bit as we were going up to Auahatanga, our fourth level. It was the anticipation. You know, they didn't know exactly that what they were going to find, but there was this lovely sense of anticipation. And then the lift doors would open, and just watching the eyes as people started to glimpse what was theirs. Because for us, you know, we'd worked really hard to get ready for opening, but we just needed our community to come in. And watching that happen again and again, different generations, just that astonishment really, you know, when they started to see what was in the building, and you could just see them thinking, this is ours. I don't think I'll ever forget that. It was just so wonderful.
So for me, one of my most memorable days, recently I got to help host a sewing workshop. And the reason that's significant is because my first time walking into this building was actually to attend a sewing workshop myself. And on that day, last year, I could not sew at all. It was through doing that sewing workshop, getting the encouragement to come and use the creative studios regularly, that led to me spending so much time here and then wanting to work here. And so to be on the other side and to see people also get excited about something they didn't know that they could do, and then they leave, they've got a finished project that they've made all by themselves, and really well, actually, that was a deeply fulfilling moment for me.
We've heard about your journeys a little bit up to this point, and so where does your journey go from here?
I'm about to step out of my role fairly soon, and that feels fine. On one hand, it feels kind of heartbreaking. On the other hand, it feels good, because it's a new phase, and I'm kind of at a stage of my life where I want to continue to do some really interesting work for the community. Just quite like to do it for a few less hours a week, so that I might actually get to one of those sewing sessions in Tauranga, and I might actually come and sit in some really interesting speaker sessions and to be outside more. Actually, that's something I really want to do.
I'm not sure where my journey goes from here, but I know it definitely involves remaining a part of the community, and which is what I love doing here. And also I study alongside this, so part-time student at my age. Never too old to learn, just want to say. I am studying dance movement therapy and life coaching, and I'm hoping also to move on to creative arts therapy for now. And in the future, my journey involves more of all of these things. And inspiring others, I hope.
My last question for you both is just whether there's anything that you'd like to say to the Tauranga community on the occasion of Tauranga's 5th birthday.
A huge thank you certainly comes to mind, not just for the immediate team I work with, but I will always feel very special thanks to them for what they do to make our ground floor a truly welcoming space for people. We see everyone who comes into Tauranga come across that floor, and it's a pretty remarkable experience, and I'm incredibly grateful to them. But all of our colleagues here in our Libraries Network and the colleagues we work with really closely in our council teams and community agents, agencies and support services and so on, I just feel really, you know, huge thanks for the way they've enhanced my working life and made it possible for me to do my job here. And I just want to see all of that continue and for all of that mixing up to go on, because I think Tauranga provides a huge opportunity to mix it up in every sense. And, you know, we bring lots of talent and skills together from inside and outside of the Tauranga team. You know, such richness there. So I just really wish the best of all of that. When I think about the team, I think about how every day in every way our bicultural service philosophy values really make sense of what we do and why we do it and enable us to do it well. So whether it's, you know, the kaitiakitanga that is shown in our care of the building and everyone in it, the way we link together and work as a team, our whanaunatanga, I think it's such an asset and it's so in evidence, and that's a really special thing. I think too there's an aspect of Tauranga that's not always evident to people using it, but it's really important, and it's the extended work whānau that we have, or the contractors who make Tauranga work. So every day we've got, you know, a whole team of people who come in and clean the building, and we have a day cleaner who's absolutely essential on busy weekend days in particular, and we have this passing parade of people who come in to keep the place running and fix things. And we have a wonderful operations support coordinator who acts as a key communication channel there. But I guess because of my perspective from a ground floor operation, I kind of think of the building sort of waking up every day and warming up and it getting ready for people to come and work here and people to come and enjoy it. And there's just a whole bunch of people who are involved in that. It's much broader than even just the obvious library functions and experts and wonderful frontline staff who introduce customers to our resources and activities. You know, this is a big facility, and that's something that people sometimes probably don't think about.
My message for the visitors of Tauranga and also residents of Christchurch, if you haven't already come here, please come and play and make use of the facilities. Have a go in the creative studios, or have a go of what's on our online catalogue in terms of online courses or things, because that's what it's here for, and it's so much fun. Just because we're grown-ups doesn't mean that we can't keep learning and enjoying and being inspired. So please do come, and all the staff here, we're here to help make that possible. If I were to sum up Tauranga in just a couple of words, I would actually say this is a place of inspiration and possibility. I mean, this is genuinely the place that I would like to hang out in my own free time. When I used to come to use the sewing machines, I used to listen to music, and then I realized, no, I can eavesdrop on what people are saying when they come in here. Because what was interesting is that every customer would walk in, would go, wow, oh my God, we don't have something like this in France or in the UK or in Germany, and oh, I wish we could have something like this. And when I heard that repetitively, then I realized this is something truly special and unusual and that I wanted to be part of it.
And we hear that from people, particularly over the summer period when we've got a lot of visitors and international visitors. Mm. And that was something that was noticeably missing, obviously, during COVID management periods. But when people come in, you know, they tell us where they're from and they make observations about their experience of libraries and, you know, they tell us what they appreciate about being in Tauranga. Another thing that I love is watching the families. I often do a duty management, so it might be a weekend day, and I love watching the kids come in with their parents, and often they'll be bringing a parent who doesn't normally come in with them, and you know they charge across the ground floor and they drag that parent up the stairs, and they know exactly where they're going. They're climbing Everest to the wonderful Hapori. You never get tired of watching that. I think too there's an aspect of Tauranga that's not always evident to people using it, but it's really important, and it's all the extended work whānau that we have, or the contractors who make Tauranga work. And so every day we've got, you know, a whole team of people who come in and clean the building, and we have a day cleaner who's absolutely essential on busy weekend days in particular. And we have this passing parade of people who come in to keep the place running and fix things. And we have a wonderful operations support coordinator who acts as a, you know, key communication channel there. But I guess because of my perspective from a ground floor operation, I kind of think of the building sort of waking up every day and warming up and it getting ready for people to come and work here and people to come and enjoy it. And there's just a whole bunch of people who are involved in that, and obviously all the support teams and units and council and so on. But it's much broader than even just the obvious library sort of functions and experts and wonderful frontline staff who introduce customers to our resources and activities. You know, this is a big facility, and that's something that people sometimes probably don't think about. Mm. But it makes it really interesting. Yeah. Yep. I know I'm always saying that to people, and hairdressers in particular, you know, sort of about three appointments it takes, I find, until you sort of nail them down and, yep, you've been there, good. And you can always confidently say, you're going to want to see this. I think, what was I going to say? Something you mentioned there. Oh, it's the local explorers who are coming in for the first time because they've got visitors and family from out of town. And that's really cool when they bring visitors in thinking that the visitors will like it. And sometimes I think they're really surprised at their response to it.